Okay.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hello.
We're back at it again. Hello. The podcast team.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
Should we introduce ourselves again? I feel like they've forgotten about us. I'm Anita.
Dante.
Brianna.
Alex.
I'm Brittany.
I'm leader.
And we're, I don't know what we are. I can't think of a nice name.
We're group one. We're just here.
We just need a good grade.
Anyway, so this is Act 4.
Yes, and we're going to be talking about Cordelia.
Cordelia's back.
Yes, back at it again. She's reappeared this time. She hasn't shown up in a while, and we missed her. I miss Cordelia. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah, queen.
Yeah. She's princess. Her favorite character.
I have
right?
been, you yes. know, all of these acts have just been, you know, characters with bad intentions, like Lear, Reagan, Goneril, Cornwall, Albany, and now finally Cordelia is like a refresher that there's still good in humanity. Theme.
It's kind of weird though because she only came out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like she was only in one scene in the very beginning, but
I need more of her.
Yeah.
And she's the only character that didn't change throughout the.
That's true.
What we read so far.
She didn't have a character arc.
Mm-hmm.
She's the dependent variable. In a project.
Is she?
Oh, wait. Is dependent the one that stays the same? Right?
No, that's independent.
Oh, she's independent.
Maybe we should keep science out of it.
All right.
Anyway.
Right. So, Dante, do you want to talk about the time period? How is the time period affecting Cordelia? Well, okay, I'll answer for you.
So the Bible.
Exactly. No, exactly. That's what I was going to talk about. Yes, sir. Hi, Mr. Do you want to come out in our podcast?
Storyteller?
I am.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So, what Dante was going to say, he brought up a very good point. The Bible. So, again, this takes place in pagan England, you know, very religious oriented. So, there's a passage in Act 4 where one of the characters is describing Cordelia Cry, and he describes her very holy, very, her tears were flowing like pearls from her eyes and whatnot.
Was it a gentleman?
I think so. They were describing how she was, you know, smiling, yet she was crying at the same time, and it was very holy, very ethereal. And so, because of the time period, the gentleman would only, you know, kind of describe her using biblical images, you know, Christ-like images, like a Christ-like figure, like a martyr. So,
and we could see, like, from what we've read so far, a lot of Bible allusions are included in lots of the passages.
Like, what's that one where he's kneeling, where Cordelia is kneeling to Lear, and Lear tries to kneel to her? Oh no, that's the reversal.
That's a sign of respect as well. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he wanted to show her
like,
that respect.
Like, when Jesus was washing his disciples'
there we go,
feet.
That's how it's biblical. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It resembles to that
I
act.
I feel like that is important to the time period because if you look at things now, like, modernized, if some, like, at least for me, example, like, if my parents upset me, like, I'll give them attitude, like, sometimes, you know what I mean?
Back then, the respect
back
was
then, yeah.
There was no respect.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no
there
respect
was,
now.
There was,
yeah,
there was. And now, there's not at all. And, even after he, like, disowned her and let her out of the house, she still saw him as her father and somebody that she needs to give that reverence to.
And that's something we really don't see nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what could Shakespeare be trying to say?
Well, I think, in my opinion, she was the one that was mistreated the most, but yet she was the best out of all of the all of his daughters. So
maybe he could be saying, like, often the best people are the ones who get mistreated the most.
Yeah.
Bad things happen to good people.
Yeah, bad things.
And I feel like it also opens up, like, how you and interpret things in a way. Like, people that go through bad things or, like, have a bad life, they don't let that affect their future. And I feel like because of how Lear treated Cordelia, she's not going to let that affect their relationship that they still could have while he's still alive.
Mm-hmm. Or even, like, you never really know what a person's going through either, because people who were loyal to Lear, like Kent and who else was it? Gloucester. Even though they defended Cordelia, so I don't really think it's seen in the play in Shakespeare. But, you know, if you're loyal to someone and you kind of just...
And they have good intentions.
Yeah, you know, they were... People would have already been so ready to bash her, like, nowadays. Mm-hmm. When really, you have no idea. She was the most pure-hearted person. She was the only one, besides probably Edgar and Gloucester, throughout the whole play that genuinely had good intentions.
Yeah, and it shows, like, a different kind of loyalty that they had back then. Because, like, they were loyal to Lear, but they also still, like...
Tried to please him.
Yeah, they were loyal to him, but they also defended, like, went against him to defend Cordelia. Where nowadays... If you have a friend that you're loyal to and they don't like somebody, like, you're just gonna, even if you don't have any problems with that person, you'll still, like, automatically just, since your friend doesn't like them, you're not gonna like them either, and you're gonna mm-hmm. cause problems and whatever. It just shows the difference in time periods.
Sometimes people can be maybe too nice, and that makes, like, they get walked all over, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, they're taking advantage of their niceness and their loyalty as well.
And Cordelia stood her ground at the beginning. Like, she wasn't going to let the fact that she wasn't going to please someone affect her answer.
Yeah, she didn't give in. Like, mm-hmm. She was like, okay, well, if you're just going to kick me out for that, then I'll just accept it. I'd rather accept being disowned than to lie to you.
For who I am, yeah.
Yeah, than to lie and be fake.
So maybe a theme would be, like, because even though Cordelia was the most probably good-hearted character throughout the play, yet she was the most mistreated. I think that all just ties back to theme.
That's another allusion to the Bible. Jesus never sinned, and yet he was punished.
That's why she's described as very, you know, a Christ-like figure, very holy, very saintly, when that gentleman was describing her in that passage. He said that her tears were like holy water, or it was coming down like holy water.
So I think Cordelia was blessed the most because she was good throughout the whole time, and she reserved to herself and kept things where they're at.
Yeah, she was, like, able to keep herself together and stay true to herself throughout the entire, everything that was happening.
What about, like, truth, too? Because, okay, Cordelia went, like, she went through the most mistreatment. And Lear finally came, well, okay, he technically went insane. But when I say he came to his senses, it's like he finally realized the truth. Like, hey, I've been mistreating my daughter and she doesn't deserve it. So, what's that saying where it's like, good things come to those who wait? Like, Cordelia stood her ground and was like, you know what, I'm not gonna give in and whatever, and eventually a good thing came. He eventually apologized to her and she was able to forgive.
She could have, like, been like, no, you mistreated me so much, like, I might as well,
like,
disown
you.
You
But she still found it in her heart to forgive.
So about gender reversal, I think it shows the most when Cordelia led the troops into, I think, England.
Oh, right.
Instead of her husband, France. Mm. What does that show, or what does Shakespeare want to show us?
Women are powerful.
That women can still take charge, that you don't necessarily... I feel like this... play.
It was like ahead of its time.
This
is like modern. Uh-huh. It's like how the history teachers say, like, the history repeats itself.
We predicted the future.
This play kind of, especially even with Goneril and Reagan, like, they didn't need a man to think of these bad things, you know, like, to connive. Like,
Although it was bad, it was still, like, elaborate plans and powerful. Yeah.
And so in this way, Cordelia didn't need France to take charge on.
Because even though they were bad characters with bad intentions, they were still a symbol of strength and power. Mm-hmm. Of course, for the wrong reasons, but they had a lot of power, despite being women.
Good job, Shakespeare.
If it's gender reversal, they're portraying men, right? So
The
men are weak.
The men seem weak.
They're easily
they
all the men.
Pain.
Look how easily Lear fell
Look
into
how
insanity.
Exactly he is. He's hysterical.
Lear literally Lear fell into insanity. like, so easily. Okay, I know mental state is, like, a really touchy topic, but he literally went insane, and these women are portrayed, like, so powerful and so mighty, whereas Albany and Cornwall, they're, like, killing each other, and, like, all these men are just...
Like, they're not wearing pants. They're very easily deceived.
They're manipulative. Well,
yeah. In my opinion, I think Shakespeare is portraying, like... Because since it's gender reversal, mm-hmm. he's portraying women as the weakest. Yeah. Because if it's gender reversal...
Oh, so he doesn't see us that way in that time period. But ironically, that's how it is
now. He's
making
fun of the time period, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well...
He was going to get you again.
The women.
The women.
Who was head of
monarchy? No, the men.
Oh,
men.
Oh, men.
In Shakespeare's time, who was a monarch?
Oh, a queen.
Oh.
Mind blown, you guys.
Wait, so if a queen was in charge during his time period, is that role reversal to have King Lear? I don't know.
Queen Lear. I wonder, what happened to Queen Lear? Like, what happened to the mom? You think she passed? Or
yeah, I think crazy. She said that she had died.
Did she go insane, too? Lear drove her insane. I don't know.
Maybe.
And where's the fool in all of this?
We don't need him anymore because we're finding out the truth.
They combine, the characters combine.
Oh, yeah, Lear becomes the fool. That's right. Because
he doesn't need somebody hinting at him because he gets it now.
Yeah. Wow.
It's about damn time.
And poor Gloucester, man.
Yeah.
Poor Gloucester, like, I feel so bad for him.
He got finessed by his son, and then his eye got...
He they didn't have to do him dirty like that. They really did
him real bad.
King Lear got lucky.
What's going on with Edgar? Like...
He's just shook right now.
I feel like it's not much, but Edmund. Oh, Edmund makes me so angry.
Edmund and Goneril?
Edmund and Regan. And he's finessing them both. He's a player. You know, I feel like... Well, I don't know. I want to say that all these characters are going to get what's coming to them, but it's a tragedy.
Yeah.
So we're going to expect a lot of deaths.
Are they scoffing at us? Okay. Well, we got to go, guys, because the bell's about to ring.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
See you next episode. Oh, my God. It's our last episode.